You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Leading Indian conglomerate Mahindra & Mahindra's automotive division has made some impressive strides in recent times, especially in the electric vehicle segment. Late last month, Mahindra introduced its new tech-based premium e-mobility service, Glide, in Mumbai, flagging off the first batch of 10 e-Verito vehicles at the launch event. The new ride-hailing service is targeted at office-going executives and will be available in Bandra Kurla Complex area in Mumbai in its initial phase. Customers can travel from home to office and return home in the evening using the electric vehicle fleet. The tariff is fixed and the type of vehicle is predictable for passengers who choose to commute this way. And that's a good thing, as we know, who among us hasn't at some point prayed that we would get a newer vehicle, especially on hot summer days like these. Mahindra & Mahindra's electric venture will, of course, place it squarely in direct competition with the two main players in India's car business, Ola and Uber. Glide's pricing will be premium, around 5 to 10% more than the rates of Ola and Uber, since it claims to offer a premium service. Mahindra & Mahindra's managing director, Dr. Pawan Goenka, said, and I quote, "This is our unique step to drive positive change towards a smart, sustainable and experiential daily commute," unquote. Now, this is a good time to look at what the future might hold for Mahindra's Glide. Will it prove to be a successful disruptor, like the company hopes, or will it just be another competitor that Uber and Ola simply outlast? All of this coming up on today's edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control, with me, Rakesh Sharma.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
Mahindra's new venture, Glide. Smooth landing or short circuit?
First things first, what is a Glide? Glide, G-L-Y-D, is Mahindra & Mahindra's second foray into the aggregator platform. It had tested the waters, so to speak, in 2015 with its app-based cargo aggregator business, SmartShift, a truck booking service that merged with a Mumbai startup named Porter. The brand Glide is owned by Mahindra & Mahindra, but the fleet of cars will be owned by third-party companies and drivers. Mahindra & Mahindra flagged off a fleet, like I said earlier, of 10 e-Veritos, which are fully electric versions of the Mahindra Verito, on the 25th of February. Those 10 e-Veritos are owned by Mumbai-based ride-hailing company Meru Cabs. A Money Control report noted that since Glide will have only electric cars on its app, it is designed on the lines of the Bangalore-based all-electric cab company Lithium. As stated earlier, the initial phase has been planned in and around the Bandra Kurla complex and Lower Parel in Mumbai, the premium business districts of Mumbai. Glide hopes to have 200 to 400 electric cars functional around BKC and a further 800 to 1,600 cars in Lower Parel in the next 12 months. Mahindra & Mahindra is partnering in this project with Cisco and Vodafone. Cisco has been roped in to provide web conferencing facilities in the e-Veritos, while Vodafone will offer curated digital content and connectivity in the vehicles. Mahindra & Mahindra is also offering features like air purifiers and strain-free lighting that it claims will add more value to the commuting experience. Glide cabs will also include stress-relieving amenities like wraparound headrests, custom-designed armrests and bolstered seats. To ensure privacy, a section of the fleet have partitions in the rear seat so that one is not disturbed by co-passengers. One can book the full car or a seat through the Glide app. These extra features will, of course, come at a special cost, that 10% premium over a regular Uber or Ola cab we mentioned earlier, that one. We will only find out later if such services actually translate into willing customers. But Mahindra & Mahindra officials claim they're confident that their customer base is strong and that the personalized solutions at the cost are justified. In fact, so confident that Mahindra & Mahindra is likely to add more models to the Glide service when they're available in the market. Glide will have only Mahindra-branded vehicles in its fleet, and though there is no official word from Mahindra on the future model range in Glide, the company is set to launch an electric version of the KUV100 this year, followed by an electric version of the XUV300 in 2020. The company's MD, Dr. Pawan Kumar Goenka, said, and I quote, "As the pioneer of electric vehicles in this country, Mahindra has from time to time provided innovative and first-of-its-kind e-mobility solutions. Glide is one such flagship premium e-mobility solution to redefine the in-commute experience of daily commuters. Going forward, we plan to launch multiple e-mobility solutions across cities." He added, and I quote, "To not participate in shared mobility and watch it from the sidelines will be suicidal," unquote. Another Mahindra official told Business Standard, and I quote, "We need to identify new user cases for e-mobility and then allow it to scale up. Our services will be premium. There is a difference between you checking into a five-star hotel versus a budget hotel. Even as the room size is the same, the experience is different. Mahindra is looking at offering a differentiated experience," unquote. One market watcher's analysis, as per Money Control, is that drivers are starting to get confidence about putting an electric vehicle for commercial use. The cost advantages of running an EV are much higher for commercial purposes than running petrol or diesel-powered cars, unquote. The constant refrain we've heard for a few years now is that the time is now for electric vehicles. But is it really? Is that true? EVs can cost more than their petrol or diesel equivalents, we know this. But as cabs, one would think EVs would probably not make a difference in paying customers who just want to get from point A to point B. India has witnessed a boom of mobility startups and devices, led by the success of course, Ola. That company then ventured into electric cabs in collaboration with Mahindra in Nagpur, but received a fairly disappointing response. That project pretty much failed, with drivers even reportedly returning the vehicles thanks to frustratingly long queues at the charging stations in the city that were few and far in between. But Ola has stuck by its plan to bring 1 million EVs to Indian roads by 2022. One source told Factor Daily, and I quote, "Nagpur was a pilot to see how things work. It learned from its mistakes and has included new ways to build its EV fleet," unquote. In fact, just a few days after the launch of Glide, Ola Electric Mobility Limited announced it had raised 400 crore rupees from Ola's existing and early investors, Tiger Global and Matrix India. Mahindra is, of course, no spring chicken when it comes to electric vehicles in India. If anything, it knows that segment all too well. It sells the all-electric E2O in India and recently released 10,000 electric three-wheelers. It is the second biggest beneficiary of the institutional order of 10,000 electric cars from Delhi-based state-owned company Energy Efficiency Service, or EESL. Tata Motors is the only other auto company in India to manufacture electric vehicles and supplies its electric vehicle Tiger to Energy Efficiency Services. In terms of value, though, Mahindra & Mahindra's order is higher than the order leader, Tata Motors. Mahindra & Mahindra has committed to supplying 4,950 units of the E-Verito. Business Standard said that in an earlier interaction, Pavan Goenka had claimed there was also interest from many state governments, some having approached the company for e-mobility and setting up last-mile connectivity. He had reportedly said Mahindra was, quote, "in serious discussion," unquote, to create a fleet of its EVs in three or four cities. The company already had one MOU with the Thane Municipal Corporation. Besides, the central government has already stated that as part of its National Electric Mobility Mission Plan for 2030, it wants electric vehicles to make up 30% of all new automobiles on Indian roads. Furthermore, electric vehicles are gaining popularity as the vehicles of choice for rental services. As YourStory.com reported, bike-sharing platforms like Yulu, OBC, Rapido, ONN Bikes, Bounce, Vogo, and Ola's new EV venture, Ola Electric, are all looking to go electric in order to survive and thrive in the $300 million ride-sharing rental market in India. Bus aggregator Zipco and car rental startup Zoomcar are also looking at electric vehicles. And then there are the electric three-wheeler operators such as Smart-E, which address last-mile connectivity. Smart-E plans to release 1 lakh three-wheelers by 2022. Even Ashok Leyland announced its foray into electric buses a year ago and is now ready to launch 50 e-buses, unquote. One of the things Ola learned from the Nagpur experiment, according to the Factor Daily report, was to focus on three-wheelers or electric auto rickshaws rather than electric cars. The report quotes an Ola insider as saying, and I quote, "it's cheaper and easier to deploy. Charging is also faster," unquote. Ola does have big plans for EVs, which probably explains Dr. Goenka's urgency to not miss the bus, as it were. Through Ola Electric, the Indian unicorn has partnered with several OEMs and battery manufacturers while also looking at working with the automotive industry for solutions for electric vehicles. According to Ola's official statement, they're currently running several pilots to deploy electric vehicles and charging solutions, including battery swapping stations, electric two-wheeler and three-wheeler services, amongst others. Bhavish Agarwal, co-founder and CEO, had said, and I quote, "our mission is to enable sustainable mobility for everyone. India can leapfrog problems of pollution and energy security by moving to electric mobility, create millions of new jobs and economic opportunity, and lead the world," unquote. We're going to get a bit technical here to explain what charging stations are all about. YourStory.com once noted that electric vehicles across the world have two common charging options: charging stations or swappable batteries. A fixed charging system is made up of a permanent docking system that can be set up in malls or homes or offices. The vehicle can also be fast charged depending on the technology available. Luxury sports car maker Porsche, for example, example, is experimenting with a 450 kilowatt charger. German luxury car maker BMW has similar technology. Both can charge a car for 100 kilometers in under 5 minutes. Tesla has charging stations with fast chargers, but continues to work on swappable batteries. Batteries today are increasingly lithium ion rather than lead acid, which fell out of favor because it drains faster after 8 months of use. Unquote. Currently, 80% of electric vehicles are charged at homes and or offices. You've probably seen them in the basement parking if you live in a large apartment complex, those thick blue or red cables stuck into a plug point in the wall, those ones. This form of charging is slow because it typically takes 8 hours for a full charge. Also, such basic charging amenities do not always exist at offices or hotels or malls in India as of now. The infrastructure needs to be easy to set up, low maintenance, cost efficient, and quick to use before it can be widely adopted with ease. So how does Mahindra's latest venture compare with the rest that are already in the market? While Ola has stayed the course with its own EV venture, Uber has stayed out of it. In fact, Uber has not really responded to the launch of Mahindra's Glide. In October last year, Uber had said it was focusing on reducing its dependence on petrol and diesel vehicles, and Uber's India president, Pradeep Parameshwaran, indicated that Mahindra was their partner for the venture. Last month, Mahindra and Mahindra's Dr. Goenka told the Economic Times that while Mahindra and Uber had signed a memorandum of understanding in 2017 to provide last-mile zero-emission connectivity in Indian cities, but the partnership had taken longer than anticipated to firm up. However, things were finally falling into place, he went on to claim. Where that long-awaited partnership heads next will be interesting to watch, to say the least. Ruchi Shukla, a Mumbai-based independent mobility expert, told Quartz India, and I quote, "The EV space, first, is tough to crack at this stage when the infrastructure is not mature," unquote. But Mahindra & Mahindra has one advantage. It is the only supplier of batteries, starter motors, power electronics, and power transmission for EVs, which it sells to other car makers. As Quartz went on to note, the fact that both Ola and Uber are also eyeing the EV segment makes Glide a formidable rival. After all, Mahindra & Mahindra is India's largest maker of electric vehicles. Ashish Chandra, a research scholar at the International Organization of Scientific Research, told Quartz, and I quote, "Having in-house capabilities of batteries, etc., is in favor of the company, that is Mahindra. It will help keep operating expenses low for its drivers and car suppliers. Moreover, Mahindra & Mahindra is not directly operating the cabs, and neither is it buying anything, car, batteries, or infrastructure," unquote. Amit Kaushik, country head of automotive consultancy Urban Science, went on to tell Quartz, and I quote, "Uber and Ola are investor-driven companies, and any vertical that isn't giving viable returns doesn't make sense for them. Mahindra, on the other hand, can redeploy investments if the initiative fails to take off. The company isn't putting in a lot of money into it anyway," unquote. Well, that in a quick nutshell is Mahindra's latest venture, Glide. Whether it'll have a smooth landing or if it ends up getting short-circuited, only time will tell. And of course, I will be here to tell you all about it. Before I forget, there are other podcasts coming in today. We'll be talking about the rise of camera phones and what that has meant to the camera industry, that is the digital camera industry. We've also spoken to Professor Sanjay Kumar of CSDS, and he has given us a curtain raiser about what to expect from the Lok Sabha polls. And there's plenty of other podcasts coming your way, all of that and more. Can be obtained from any platform that you choose to use: Apple Podcasts, Castbox, the website, the whole piece. All the feature pieces that we do the podcasts on are also on moneycontrol.com. And if you want to write into us, you can always write at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast. And you have been listening to Money Control.